はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
明けましておめでとうございます。さくらです。
Happy New Year, everybody. Peter here, and we are back starting lessons for the new year. We hope that everybody had a great holiday season, but now it's time to get back to the books. Right, Sakura?
Right.
Okay, we have a great lesson for you today. But as always, we are brought to you by Air Cleanin', the translation and interpretation specialists. Now, if you need any information on translation or interpretation, you can find them through our homepage. Please check www.japanesepod101.com. You can find all the information about them there. In addition, you can find our lesson notes plus other great material. Now, these lesson notes are geared for all levels. We have the Romaji, which is the Japanese words written in the English alphabet. We also have Hiragana, which is our lesson notes in Japanese Hiragana. And finally, we have Chinese characters, which we call Kanji. So these lesson notes really offer something for every single level. Just recently, we did some very complicated characters that some Japanese didn't even know off the top of their head. So please check the notes. They will really help you bring these lessons together. Okay, now speaking of lessons, we're going to get right into today's. Today's main point is...
好き.
Yes, we're going to give it to you one more time. Please try and get the meaning, see if it rings any bells. Then we're going to break it down for you.
好き.
Okay, Sakura, what does this mean?
It means like something.
Yes, very nice. And please break it down by syllable.
好き.
Okay, very nice. And now we're going to give you one more word before we get into today's...dialogue. Now, this word is for food. Food in the sense of...
cooked food.
Yes.
Dishes.
Yes. Dishes. Very, very nice way of putting it. Okay? And this word is...
料理.
Very nice. Food. One more time. Dishes.
料理.
Okay. Please break this down for us.
料理.
Okay. Again, you want to hold in the middle because it has a u in there. Can you just give us the syllables?
料理.
Very, very nice.Okay, and now the last word we'd like to introduce. Last time we introduced where and who. Do you remember those words, guys? If not, Sakura will give them to you one more time.
どこ
is where and
誰
who. Now we're going to give you one more question form, and today we're going to introduce what.
何
So without further ado, we're going to get into today's lesson. Here we go.
日本が好きですか?
はい。とても好きです。
日本料理が好きですか?
はい、とても好きです。
何が好きですか?
そうですね。モスバーガーが好きです。Okay, we're going to give you the conversation one more time, a little bit slower. Please listen again for anything that you might pick up.That we covered in previous lessons. We intentionally gear these lessons to cover the previous ones. So if you haven't heard the previous ones, if you're just tuning in, welcome. But check the previous lessons to get some of the information and some of the vocabulary that we're covering in these. Okay, here we go again.
日本が好きですか?
はい、とても好きです。
日本料理が好きですか?
はい。とても好きです。
何が好きですか?
そうですね。モスバーガーが好きです。Okay, very nice. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to break down this conversation for you. There's a lot of stuff in there, and we're going to get it all to you right now. Here we go.
日本が好きですか?
Do you like Japan?
はい、とても好きです。
Yes, I really like it.
日本料理が好きですか?
Do you like Japanese food?
はい、とても好きです。
Yes, I really like it.
何が好きですか?
What do you like?
そうですね。
Okay, this is kind of like in English, where you're thinking, if you need time to think... This is a great phrase because when you're starting out in Japanese, you might not be able to respond really quick and you need time in your mind to calculate and reconfigure. This is the phrase you want to use. Sakura, one more time, please.
そうですね。
Right? This is a great filler. It gives you good time. Think about what you want to say, construct your sentence properly, and then spit it out. Okay? And then next, last one.
モスバーガーが好きです。
I like Moss Burger. Now, what do you think about this, Sakura?
I love Moss Burger as well.
Okay, I'm sure a lot of you out there are saying, Moss, what? What are they talking about? And some of you might be saying, ah, yes, it's very good. Sakura, can you please tell us about the most important thing in this lesson, Moss Burger?
Okay, Moss Burger is a Japanese burger shop.
Yes.
Yes, and it offers you a lot of vegetables and healthy type of burger.
No vegetables. Yes, it's true.
Yes, yes.
But they're a little more pricey than a burger shop, but the quality is very good. So they have the philosophy quality over quantity. So if you're coming to Japan, please definitely try Moss Burger. Now, would you say this qualifies as Japanese food?
I guess so, yes.
Definitely a little bit of an unusual answer to your question, what do you like? But I think it was good because I think you can only have talk about sushi so much.
That's true, yes.
So now what we're going to do is break down and look close at like. One more time, give us a phrase for like.
好き.
And the question, do you like?
好きですか?
Yes. We use this to say, do you like Japanese food? One more time, please.
日本料理が好きですか?
Okay. And this means?
Do you like Japanese food?
Yes. Very, very nice. So this is a phrase that's so useful because when you come here, many people are going to be asking you, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you like this? Do you like this? And of course, you're going to have to say, I like it. And of course, food is very, very important. And it's one of these aspects. And today, we're going to stick to food because I've been covering food a lot. We're going to build you up slowly and then spin you off, okay? So what we'd like to do now is give us the word for food one more time, please.
料理.
Okay, we'd like to take this word and we'd like to apply it to other foods because in Tokyo, you'll find they have top-notch food in all kinds of cuisine. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you questions first. We're going to let you try and catch on before we give you the answer when we talk about an ethnic food. We're going to build up your vocabulary through this drill. So what is the word for Japanese food? One more time.
日本料理.
Okay, we're going to give you some other countries' foods. Please listen and see if you can pick up what country and what food we're talking about. So what we're going to do is Sakura is going to ask me if I like a certain ethnic food.
Okay.
Here we go.
イタリア料理が好きですか?
Okay, did you get that? One more time, please, Sakura. A little bit slower.
イタリア料理が好きですか?
はい、とても好きです。Okay, and just give us the ethnic food.
イタリア料理.
Everybody get that? Sakura, please tell us.
Italian.
Yes, food. Italian food. Okay, next.
フランス料理が好きですか?
One more time, nice and slow.
フランス料理が好きですか?
はい、とても好きです。One more time, Sakura, give us just the ethnic food.
フランス料理.
Everybody get that? Sakura, please.
It's French cuisine. French
yes.
food.
Very, very nice. Next.
タイ料理が好きですか?
One more time, nice and slow.
タイ料理が好きですか?
はい、とても好きです。
タイ料理。
And Sakura, this is?
Thai food.
Yes, Thai food. Okay, here's the big test, guys. Last one we're gonna do.
インド料理が好きですか?
One more time, nice and slow. Really stress the first part.
インド料理が好きですか?
はい、とても好きです。Okay, and give it to us one time.
Indo 料理.
Yes. Everybody, yes, all together. Indian food.
Right, Indian.
This is very, very useful, very, very practical. This is something you can use every day. Your friends will say, do you like this? You know, when you go to decide to what to eat, they're going to ask, do you like this? Do you like that? Now, I'd also like to take a little time and focus on the next question that you asked, the last question.
何が好きですか?
Okay, one more time, nice and slow.
何が好きですか?
Okay, what do you like? The way you answer is something something が好きです. Correct? One more time. Let's hear. Let's get the correct pronunciation, please, Sakura. Something something
が好きです.
Yeah. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to ask Sakura what kind of food, what type of dish she likes. Okay? So here we go. Sakura, 何が好きですか?
イタリア料理が好きです.
Very nice. We'll give you one more time. Sakura, 何が好きですか?
イタリア料理が好きです。
Okay, everybody get that? Sakura, what food do you like?
I like Italian.
Yes, me too, but it's tough. I do like Japanese very much. Japanese food is very good. We wanted just to get you introduced to this. Now, of course, this phrase is not limited to food, but we're trying to not get you too spread out. As you could see in the first question was, do you like Japan? Now, Sakura, what we can do is I can ask Sakura if she likes certain countries just by taking off the food, right?
That's right.
And the first one Sakura asked me,
日本が好きですか?
Do you like Japan? We added the word for food, which is
料理.
And add them together?
日本料理.
Yes. Then we introduced you to Italian food,
イタリア料理.
French food,
フランス料理.
Thai food,
タイ料理.
And Indian food.
Right. インド料理.
Now, we can obviously drop the food from these and ask if she likes the place or the country. So let's ask, Sakura, イタリアが好きですか?
はい、とても好きです。
Yes, very nice. Sakura, タイが好きですか?
はい、とても好きです。
Okay. Sakura, インドが好きですか?
はい、とても好きです。
Okay, very, very nice. And of course, this is applicable to all types of things, but right now we're just easing you into this, okay? So we hope you had a very useful lesson. If you get anything out of this lesson, please get Morseburger. Okay, I'm a little overboard with this, you see, but it's very, very good. Okay, so we're going to stop here. And since we're doing this daily, we would like to introduce a new way of saying goodbye.Since we're going to be seeing you tomorrow, we can say...
また明日ね。
Yes. And can you give us the word for tomorrow? Break it down nice and slow.
Okay. 明日。
Yes. And by syllable.
明日。
Tomorrow. And so, the whole phrase goes...
また明日ね。
Okay. See you tomorrow. Bye. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes...Really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.